Hey, it's Bob, and yeah, I know, Gruber doesn't have much of a filter, so you should be really happy he doesn't tweet much, like some people.
Well, just like you, I'm waiting for Lester Holt to return from his big ski vacation in North Korea. No, I'm just kidding, of course. Lester Holt hoodwinked by the propaganda ministers of North Korea. Quite embarrassing, to say the least. My next guest, not hoodwinked by anybody, Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and the Fiscal Times. Liz, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So much territory to cover. We'll see where all the FBI scandal leads. But I want to ask you about some tax policy things that you were writing recently. I find it shocking that the Democrats say that the tax relief signed December 22nd by President Trump will create no windfall for anybody. In fact, it's Armageddon. It's the end of the world. There's no money to be had. But by God, if there is, we're going to have half of it in California and elsewhere. They want to claim the money that doesn't exist. Liz, please help me.
It's complicated. I think that, you know, that's exactly the right response. Look, I think the Democrats did an absolutely masterful job of misrepresenting to the American public what this GOP tax bill was going to do. They said it was a handout to millionaires and billionaires and to big corporations, so that astonishingly, even as the bill passed, only 30% of Americans thought they were going to get a tax cut. In fact, over 80% are going to see their taxes go down. So I also think that the Democrats have sort of walked the plank here of fake news by putting out there a message that is so blatantly false. And even, by the way, the Washington Post and these groups that do Pinocchios for lying,
sure,
they called them out for lying about it. And yet it hasn't made a whit of difference. That the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer famously called it a punch in the gut to the middle class. They are still out there decrying this stuff, even as we now have, I think it's 240 companies that have announced
substantial raises and bonuses. Here's the shocking thing, Liz, and let me jump in on this.
Yeah.
When you go get your brand new double espresso blonde latte with, you know, skim milk or whatever the hell those things are, I can never quite figure it out. Anyhow, Starbucks among those, boosting workers' pay, giving bonuses. Why? Because of the tax cut. Starbucks, all the millennials, newsflash, your coffee's being served by somebody making more money now because of Donald Trump.
And what you got to love is that the corporate community, I think, has decided they want these guys to stay in Congress and in the White House. They may not like Donald Trump. They obviously don't like him. They've distanced themselves from him when he made remarks that were considered racist after the Charlottesville incident, et cetera. But the truth is, I think these announcements, this steady drumbeat of announcements in which every CEO has said it is because of the Republican tax cuts, are basically saying, hey, America, this is good for us, and guess what? It's good for you. The attack on corporate America has got to come to an end, and this is ending it.
In fact, there's other people like Lloyd Blankfein, the Goldman Sachs CEO, says he doesn't like Donald Trump, but he really likes what he's done for the economy. Just
exactly.
And I can go to J.P. Morgan Chase. Their CEO said something very similar. They're going to build 400 new branches, raise wages because of the tax cut. So even these people, and that's Jamie Dimon, of course, but for people that don't like Trump, and there's plenty, they're building, they're expanding, they're raising wages, increasing benefits. I mean, it's, how do you argue with that?
Well, I don't know. The Democrats are going to try very hard to argue with it. And I think, honestly, it's a losing game. And by the way, another remarkable corporate effort of the sort that we're talking about was from Apple. Again, no fan of Donald Trump, right?
No.
But Tim Cook made it very clear when he talked about an enormous windfall that the Treasury is going to get, $38 billion, that Apple would repatriate its money. Here's what's kind of interesting. Even those of us who really were in favor of this tax policy change and thought it would impact corporate behavior never saw this wave coming of immediate gratification, of immediately changing what people are paying their employees and stuff. I think it's fascinating. By the way, it's not just big companies. I've talked to small company CEOs across the country about why they're doing it. Everybody wants to reward their employees. You know, business managers are not bad people. They've just been skating very close to the edge of profitability for 8 years, and now they see that changing, and they want to share it, which is terrific.
Well, that is terrific. The point being is I saw, and I was shocked by this, going back to the days following Trump signing that into law, I saw a special part on CBS this morning, where they went to three different families, one making about 50 grand, one making about 150, one making 300,000. They all saved tons of money, and all three of them thought, well, I'm going to pay more in taxes. All three of them and right there, I couldn't believe CBS had the courage or the nerve to do this, showed that all three saved anywhere from $500 to $1,500. The last couple saved like $13,000.
Yeah. It's, again, the messaging from Democrats has been very good, but you really can't fight the tape, as they say on Wall Street. As people open their paychecks in February, which is presumed to be when these measures might take effect, they're going to see that they're paying less in taxes. And, you know, I think actually now in communities across the country, people are now saying to their employers, what about us? I mean, if you work for a company that has not made a declaration that they will share the wealth, I think those companies are, you know, going to get a pounding from their employees, and rightly so. So this is not something that's going to stop. And all this talk, honestly, Steve, of a wave election in the fall, never has that happened. I mean, Democrats will pick up seats, no doubt about that. That always happens. But it has never been a wave election when the economy is rolling along. So unless something really untoward happens between now and the fall, I just don't see this happening, that the Democrats are going to take the Senate.
I don't see it either. Less taxes and a pay raise,
yeah,
a double bonus for a lot of employees. Here's what I see. The Democrats could well pick up 20 to 30 seats in the House. Okay, I understand that. But in the Senate, I see the Republicans right now between 3 and 5 on the positives. I'm picking up seats because, yeah, I'm going to tell you, Montana, Indiana, West Virginia, Missouri, they're just not going to go for the Democrats. I'll give you the last word.
No, I think that's right. And look, I think that all the things that Trump is doing are basically very favorable to a great many people who voted for him. I think and if Democrats push the idea that give them the House and they're going to go for impeachment, that gets people out of their Barca lounges and headed for the voting booth. Even if there's a so-called enthusiasm gap now in favor of liberals and progressives, I think that shrinks in the next 6 months.
I think it shrinks as paychecks grow. I think you nailed it. Thank you, Liz. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Liz Peek, FoxNews.com. You can read that article at the Fiscal Times about California trying to grab the money that doesn't exist.